高三英语高考练习十八。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, when will flight MU983 from Paris arrive?
It is scheduled to arrive at 1 o'clock p.m., but it will be delayed for an hour and a half.
Question, when will the plane arrive?
2. I often mistake Jason for Jack. How can you tell them apart?
They are so alike that even their mothers sometimes felt confused when they were young.
Question. What is the possible relationship between Jason and Jack?
3. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'd like to exchange this overcoat. It's too big for me.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 4. Good evening, Mrs. White. I'm with the local newspaper. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure, go ahead, please.
Question. What is the man's job?
5. Would you like me to drive you to the station?
Don't bother. It's only 8 minutes walk.
Question. What will the man probably do? 6. Did you watch the football match last night?
I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Question. What does the man mean?7. Oh dear, none of my clothes fit me well now.
Take it easy. Nothing is better than expecting a new family member.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Eight. Do you really mean you want to quit this job?
Well, maybe I'd better give it a second thought.
Question.What is the woman going to do? 9. Do you understand what Tony is talking about?
No, he always beats around the bush.
Question. Why can't the woman understand Tony? 10.Did you attend the lecture by the Nobel Prize winner last night?
Yes, he shared his life experience with us. No wonder he has made such great achievements.
Question. What can we learn about the lecturer?
Section B. Directions. In Section B,You will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and a conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Acting is such an overcrowded profession that the only advice that should be given to a young person thinking of going on stage is don't. But it is useless to try to discourage someone who feels that he must act, although the chances of his becoming famous are small. The normal way to begin is to go to a drama school. Usually, only students who show promise and talent are accepted, and the course lasts 2 years. Then, the young actor or actress takes up work with a theatrical company, usually as an assistant stage manager. This means doing everything that there is to do in the theater and sometimes acting in very small parts. It is very hard work indeed. The hours are long and the salary is tiny. Of course, some people have remarkable chances which lead to success without this long and hard training. Connie Pratt, for example, was just an ordinary girl working in a bicycle factory. A film producer happened to catch sight of her one morning waiting at a bus stop when driving past her. He asked if she would like to go to the film studio to do a test, and she thought he was joking. It took the producer 20 minutes to convince Connie that he was serious. The test was successful, and within a few weeks, she was playing the leading part opposite one of the most famous actors of the day. But chances like this happen once in a blue moon.
Now listen again, please.
Acting is such an overcrowded profession that the only advice that should be given to a young person thinking of going on stage is don't. But it is useless to try to discourage someone who feels that he must act, although the chances of his becoming famous are small. The normal way to begin is to go to a drama school. Usually, only students who show promise and talent are accepted, and the course lasts 2 years. Then, the young actor or actress takes up work with a theatrical company, usually as an assistant stage manager. This means doing everything that there is to do in the theater and sometimes acting in very small parts. It is very hard work indeed. The hours are long and the salary is tiny. Of course, some people have remarkable chances which lead to success without this long and hard training. Connie Pratt, for example, was just an ordinary girl working in a bicycle factory. A film producer happened to catch sight of her one morning waiting at a bus stop when driving past her. He asked if she would like to go to the film studio to do a test, and she thought he was joking. It took the producer 20 minutes to convince Connie that he was serious. The test was successful, and within a few weeks, she was playing the leading part opposite one of the most famous actors of the day. But chances like this happen once in a blue moon.
Questions 11. What is the advice given to young people thinking of acting according to the passage?
What was Connie Pratt doing when a film producer found her?
13. What does the writer think of Connie Pratt's success?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Not everyone reads the daily newspaper. People who do not read newspapers are often sometimes referred to as non-readers. Early research has shown that non-readers are generally low in education, low in income, either very young or very old. In addition, non-readers are more likely to live in rural areas and have less contact with neighbors and friends. Other studies show that non-readers who tend to isolate themselves from the community are less likely to own a home and seldom belong to local voluntary organizations. Why don't these people read the daily paper? They say they don't have the time. They prefer radio or TV. They have no interest in reading at all. And besides, they think newspapers are too expensive. Recent surveys, however, have indicated that the portrait of the non-readers is more complicated than first thought. There appears to be a group of non-readers that does not fit the type mentioned above. They're high in income and fall into the age group of 26 to 65. They're far more likely to report that they don't have the time to read the papers and they have no interest in the content. Editors and publishers are attempting to win them back. Now, they are adding news briefs. This will help overcome the time problem. And they are also giving variety to newspaper content to help build the reader's interest.
Now listen again, please.
Not everyone reads the daily newspaper. People who do not read newspapers are often sometimes referred to as non-readers. Early research has shown that non-readers are generally low in education, low in income, either very young or very old. In addition, non-readers are more likely to live in rural areas and have less contact with neighbors and friends. Other studies show that non-readers who tend to isolate themselves from the community are less likely to own a home and seldom belong to local voluntary organizations. Why don't these people read the daily paper? They say they don't have the time. They prefer radio or TV. They have no interest in reading at all. And besides, they think newspapers are too expensive. Recent surveys, however, have indicated that the portrait of the non-readers is more complicated than first thought. There appears to be a group of non-readers that does not fit the type mentioned above. They're high in income and fall into the age group of 26 to 65. They're far more likely to report that they don't have the time to read the papers and they have no interest in the content. Editors and publishers are attempting to win them back. Now, they are adding news briefs. This will help overcome the time problem. And they are also giving variety to newspaper content to help build the reader's interest.
Questions. 14. What is typical of non-readers according to the early research?
What are the findings of recent surveys?
16. What are editors and publishers doing to attract the non-readers?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Morning, Judy. Thanks for coming. We're busy preparing Gary's farewell party and need your help.
Yeah, sure. So have you started working out the details?
Exactly.
Well, the first thing is when is the best time to throw the party?
Today is November 21st and he leaves on the 28th.
We all have exams on the 25th and some people may need time to prepare for them. Then how about the 26th?
That's good, I suppose.
Then where to hold it? In the school cafeteria or some restaurant?
I think a restaurant will probably work out rather expensive. And I've been looking at the school cafeteria.
That sounds nice. Why not? The food there is delicious and the price is reasonable. Moreover, almost all of us are satisfied with the service and like the staff there.
And then we ought to be thinking about invitations. Who mustn't we forget to invite?
Well, obviously, Gary.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
And our class teacher and all the classmates. And I don't mind writing the invitations.
That's really kind of you. And then what? Oh yes, a present. Have you got any ideas for presents?
Flowers? Books? A football with all our names on it?
I thought you know. A set of dictionaries? I once heard him say he needed a good one. We could suggest each of our classmates offer $5. That will be enough for a good one.
Great idea. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all. So is that all?
Looks like it.
Great.
Now listen again, please.
Morning, Judy. Thanks for coming. We're busy preparing Gary's farewell party and need your help.
Yeah, sure. So have you started working out the details?
Exactly.
Well, the first thing is when is the best time to throw the party?
Today is November 21st, and he leaves on the 28th.
We all have exams on the 25th, and some people may need time to prepare for them. Then how about the 26th?
That's good, I suppose.
Then where to hold it? In the school cafeteria or some restaurant?
I think a restaurant will probably work out rather expensive. And I've been looking at the school cafeteria.
That sounds nice. Why not? The food there is delicious and the price is reasonable. Moreover, almost all of us are satisfied with the service and like the staff there.
And then we ought to be thinking about invitations. Who mustn't we forget to invite?
Well, obviously, Gary.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
And our class teacher and all the classmates. And I don't mind writing the invitations.
That's really kind of you. And then what? Oh yes, a present. Have you got any ideas for presents?
Flowers, books, a football with all our names on it?
I thought you know, a set of dictionaries. I once heard him say he needed a good one. We could suggest each of our classmates offer $5. That will be enough for a good one.
Great idea. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all. So is that all?
Looks like it.
Great.
Questions 17. What are the two speakers talking about?
When do they think is the proper time?
19. What present will they most probably prepare?
20. What's the most probable relationship between these two speakers?